Well, you seem alert this morning, and it's a good thing because I'm going to put you to the test. I am not going to preach a sermon this morning. I am instead going to lead you in a guided meditation, a time of prayer and reflection. And, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes in a minute here and to really dig deep into your spirit about a couple of things. And, if you start nodding off, or the person next to you starts nodding off, you can give them the elbow. Or if you start nodding off because you're in a glucose-induced coma, maybe that's okay. Maybe you need sleep more than you need prayer at this moment. Who knows? Listen to your body. And God speaks to us in our dreams anyway, so it's okay. I want to invite you to think for a moment of your earliest memory. In fact, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, let it out, and try to reach back as far as you possibly can, farther for some of us than others, to your earliest memory. What's the first thing you can pull up and remember? Where were you? What were you doing? Who was there? Who are the looming giants of your childhood? Who taught you to walk? Who taught you to pray? Who were those looming giants of your childhood who guided you along the way? Those who clasped your little hand into their large, maybe sometimes withered hands? Who sat you on their lap? Who in your childhood cupped your face with their hands gently and kissed your cheeks? Who picked you up when you fell down and bandaged your hurts? Who are your saints? Who are the saints in your life who went before you? Who taught you to pray? And how did they teach you to pray? Who read to the Bible from you for the first time? Who put a Bible in your hands? Who gave you your first Bible? Can you see their faces? Can you hear their voices? Who brought you to the baptismal font? Who taught you right from wrong? From whose lips did you first hear the words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul." Who first taught you, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Who taught you to see the flowers and the trees not as things but as mysteries? Who taught you to see majesty in the clouds and in the sunsets, in the oceans? Who taught you to soak up the rainy days? Who taught you kindness to strangers? Who taught you to love your enemies even? To pray for those you don't like or those who don't like you? Who taught you not to judge others, but to first take the log out of your own eye? Who taught you that it's better to give than to receive? Who taught you the value of feeding the hungry and clothing the naked, welcoming the stranger, visiting the sick and in prison? Who taught you that you were created in God's image? Who taught you that Jesus was the reflection of God? Who are your saints? Who are the people for whom you light candles today? Who taught you to love? Who taught you self-sacrifice? Who taught you to listen for the spirit that blows, for the God who lurks underneath the surface of life? Who taught you that life is more than just a sequence of events? Who taught you that there was more to life than just going to work and accumulating wealth? Who taught you that it was okay to fail? That falling was a part of life? Who picked you up when you fell down? Dusted you off? Bandaged your knees? To whom are you lighting a candle today? Who helped you discover your God-given gifts and to use them for God's purposes in the world? Who loved you when you could not love yourself? Who showed you a grace and forgiveness that you did not deserve or earn? Who taught you to forgive, to let go of grudges? Who first taught you, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven"? Who are your saints? Who taught you that there was hope beyond this life? Who taught you that there is more to life than meets the eye? Who taught you to imagine what lies beyond the pale, around the bend, around which you cannot see, except in your dreams? Who waits for you beyond the grave? Who whispers to you in your dreams and in your prayers? These are the ones that we remember today, the ones for whom we light our candles, the communion of saints who wait for us on a distant shore, just over the horizon, beyond our sight, the multitude of apostles and prophets and saints even those deeply flawed saints. So today let us pray and light our candles for the saints we remember and the saints that we barely remember, who call to us even though we can only see as in a mirror dimly. And for the saints that we cannot remember at all, for those who loved before our parents were alive even, for those whose love brought us into being, for those who wait for us with joy, who from their labors rest, and let us look once again with the eyes of a child at this miraculous life, at a world of mystery that is larger than life. And let us live in hope of one day being reunited with those whom we love, on that day when our eyes open and we awaken like Lazarus, like babies being born again into the New Jerusalem, opening our eyes for the very first time to a new world that we cannot even begin to imagine, taking our first breath, embraced and loved by those who came before us, those who we see as though through a mirror dimly, but shall one day see face to face. Amen.